Jenny's going to be sharing a little bit of her life, a snapshot. She's going to be sharing a kind of a moment in what God has been doing in her life recently. And we've been talking about it over the last week or so. And just hearing her heart, hearing her desire to really do this with a sense of, I want to say what God is leading me to say, and not just like, hey, story time, I'm here to tell you about Jenny. But just her heart in that and engaging God. And so she's really poured a lot of just kind of thought and prayer over this. And it's just been really cool to hear what God's been doing in her life. So if you guys listen up, Jenny's going to share her snapshot this morning.
Good morning, NLCF. I'd like to start by reading a piece of the Gospel of Mark from chapter 6. The apostles returned to Jesus and told him all that they had done and taught. And he said to them, come away by yourselves to a desolate place and rest for a while. For many were coming and going, and they had no leisure even to eat. And they went away in a boat to a desolate place by themselves. Now many saw them going and recognized them, and they ran there on foot from all the towns and got there ahead of them. When he went ashore, he saw a great crowd and had compassion on them because they were like sheep without a shepherd. And he began to teach them many things. And then it goes on into the feeding of the 5,000. So this summer, my church at home did a series about the Gospel of Mark. And until then, I think that I had only read this passage as kind of a precursor to the feeding of the 5,000. But this summer, the line specifically, many saw them going and recognized them, and they ran there on foot from all the towns and got there ahead of them, started to stand out to me. I just feel inspired by the way that people see where Christ is going, and they just desperately run after him, right? They leave their towns and their homes in a relentless pursuit for Christ's presence and teaching. There's kind of like an idea of being there when Christ arrives. And it makes me uncomfortable when I compare that to the way I approach Colonial Hall on Sundays. NLCF, I have to admit that I have never die-rolled out of the Jeep and booked it to Squires because I want to be there when Jesus arrives. Usually I roll in 11:03, try and find a seat, try and find a donut. And in my beeline for Carol Lee's, I lose sight of the conviction that what we do here has eternal significance, that this life and how I spend it has eternal significance. Because when you believe Jesus, not just in him, but when you believe that what he says is true, everything changes forever. I was lost, but now I'm found. I am broken, but I have a hope everlasting. And so I know what you're thinking, Jenny. What does it look like to desperately run after Christ? And I don't have all the answers, but I'm assured of a few things. Firstly, it involves taking time to sit quietly at the feet of your Savior. And secondly, it involves sinking your teeth into a community, not in a cannibalistic way, but getting involved with people that can keep you encouraged and accountable. And I know this takes time and effort, but I cannot think of a better relationship to invest in. So I'm really intimidated by crowds, and I don't English very well, but I'll stand before you and speak to what I know, because the creator of the universe has loved the dusty parts of my heart to life, and I'm ready to respond. And I think that part of that response involves getting here on time. And that's my snapshot.